Good afternoon, Audio Boo. I'm going to try and do this while I'm walking to the bus stop with my guide dog, Usher. Coming in on Top Gold's conversation, which was a response to David Bailey, I believe his name is, Dave. He used to do the... I know you've done things with Yugoslavia and the like. You also have a channel. You have a channel that was... for visually impaired people in Yugoslavia. So I don't know whether you want to do something with that or are you going to do something with that. We're not going to get this way, Usher. No, don't worry. Come the other way. Round, back. But that covers that off. I mean, obviously you must remember that you have that channel forward, Usher. Straight on. Hush, come on. He's losing it. He's thinking we're going to go in certain directions that we're not going in. Wait, Usher. Hush, leave it. Right. Stand there, Ush. Wait. Let me just find a place to balance this thing of mine on the bin. Yeah, that on the post box. Okay. You were doing some work. David was doing some work in Yugoslavia with visually impaired people and had a channel for that reason. But don't know if Audio Bill would maybe change the... change the nature of that for you, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, just thought, what I actually came to say was in terms of response, in terms of channel identity, listening, does it increase listeners, personal brand versus channel? All I can tell you is that my personal brand, via podcasting, is not the channel, is not VIP Advisor. They are different, they're meant to be. And they only meet in the middle because I run them both, and VIP Advisor was a bit of an offshoot of VI Podcasting. It was a name that just worked because then people say, I know VI Podcasting and he's running VIP Advisor. So it was two different products, but a connected brand, if you will, connected a bridging name or a bridging association. This is something that Omniblog would know about. I don't have the expertise. I just do what I do, and it seems to work. It seemed sensible to me. Forward, Ush. I think for me, any more than that connection would start to confuse people. Ush, what are you doing? Usher. Right, I think find the curb, that's it, and straight on, that's it, would confuse people, but as I say, for me it's not about the listens. I think plenty of listens on my own blog, which is VI Podcasting. Find the curb, Usher. Wait, forward. And I think the channel probably does get more listens than I do. Good boy, Usher, straight on. But that's because the channel isn't about me, you see. It's separate. It's VIP Advisor is about the people that use it. Left. So it has an association with me. So people go, oh, yeah, that's something that Paul runs. But that's all, really. It isn't me in any other way, really. The idea is that... The advisors on VIP Advisor are the people that contribute. So yeah, for me, very different. So I'm not really answering the question, I don't think, about whether having a channel, a personal channel, would make you more listenable or popular. I do think that the channel content, it's expected that, especially if you're the owner of the channel, that your quality and your production values and your integrity and all those other things are maybe higher than would be expected of a personal blog, because people think, well, a channel's something special. If you've got a personal channel or a channel that's representing an interest or is representative of an organisation, then I would imagine that the brand that you associate with that person or organisation would be what you'd expect from the channel. So I try when we're putting stuff up that's our own, that's whether it be interviews or not, bear with me, just go get a bus. Steady hush. Wait. 24. Huh? 24, thanks. Thank you. What?
There's a machine over there, you have to swipe.
Alright, okay. We'll swipe it then.
That's it.
Goal. Cheers. Come on, Ash.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Ash.
No.
Come on.
No.
Ash. Just thought Ash out. Come round. Back. That's it. And sit down. That's it. Good boy. You can lie down there if you want. Good boy. As Usher settled in. Good boy, Usher. Yeah, so if you're... Where was I? Branding. I'm not after listeners for me with the channel. And I was talking about the expectations that are probably there that are a little bit higher if you run a channel. Certainly if you are outlining what that is from the outset, then... Your content should be meeting those standards. I also think that for me, that doesn't mean say that everyone who puts to the channel has to, have music and everything else. But especially when I'm doing presentations, so if I'm doing an interview with someone, or I've just been putting up some seminars about QAC Site Village, which is it's been going for 21 years. This is an exhibition for of services and products for blind and partially sighted people. Those seminars and the live reporting, or the almost live reporting, had a quality standard to it. So, music and a little bit of editing, particularly on the post-editing where that was possible. Because it just sets the standards. It says to someone what it is you're wanting to do. It sort of says who you are. So really, that's how that works. For me, anyway. And your blog can be a little more relaxed. And so I wouldn't tend to cross post onto my blog stuff from the channel unless it was... So I wouldn't tend to cross post VIP advisor content to my... VI podcasting blog. I would only do that if it was maybe something that involved me personally. So, for example, about a year or two ago, there was a radio interview talking about blogging and audio blogging, and that it was on the increase for blind people, or that's how it was felt, and I think that's true. It has been, and with that, that was because the interview was around me. I put it up on my own site, but. The other thing in terms of aggregation, for me, it's not about how many places it gets aggregated to. It's about how many people that need it are listening to it. And so if I go onto iTunes or maybe Libsyn, then that might be all I would need to really do. It's more important to me that I channel through the specialist organisations and services. So there are things like iBlink Radio and Sonata that are both platforms for that are provided for people with a visual impairment. Whereas, looking at all the social networks or all the platforms and putting on them wouldn't necessarily be a good way forward, because most people that want to know currently that we're here do know that we're here. And then you just build your reputation and your uptake through word of mouth, I would say. That's me in particular. As I say, I'm not really interested in listens. I'm more interested in how many people are getting something out of what is the VIP Advisor channel. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can say regarding all that. I think I probably have said it all. If I missed any points, then anyone do please come back to me and ask questions. I'm more than happy to answer. It's a big dog. Yeah, it's all right. He is the
not that little. So yeah, I think you know, research. I think research is key. Decide what it is exactly that you want to do, and then do it. In terms of a quick one, in terms of getting sponsors and stuff like that, I mean, again, at the moment, that isn't something that I would be looking to do. We've just done something with Uber, which is this new taxi ordering company. You can order private cabs through your app, and they're licensed through Uber. There's all sorts of cool stuff around that. Now, the only reason that they've given us a promo code for VIP Advisor is because we were talking to them and people wanted to know whether they were safe or not, and you know, specific questions around visual impairment and using a new company, using a car, using a cab. I mean, it's obviously, you've got to be on your guard. So they gave us a promo code to use. So basically, it's a £20 ride, or up to £20 worth of ride. It's in London only at the moment. And if you go onto our www.vipadvisor.org website, you can find all the information about Uber and ways in which you're working with them. But that isn't sponsoring. It's not even advertising. We're not even endorsing their service, and they're very clear about that. They know that we're not going to endorse their service just because we've got a code. It's just to give people an opportunity to try the service, and they're confident that visually impaired people, as with other members of the public, will like the service. So, but the embedding thing then, in regards listenership and whatever, I would think that if I was looking for people to say, well, okay, you know, we're going to give you a little bit of funding, maybe if it was the lottery, or if it was you know, some other funding organisation, they might say, well, you know, we need proof. I don't think they would take embedding as proof of listeners' heights. They would want to know a bit more of the demographic, as Tom Gold said, as Bernie said. So for me, I would be looking really to do surveys and find out what people were getting out of the service. The only reason we embed is because our wonderful web developer, Nick Adamson, he is on Audioboo. He's developed our website, and he embeds our content now, because especially where, sorry, the series that we do, so whether it be Claire's Kitchen, or whether it be the Site Village, all the stuff around Site Village and the seminars and stuff, or whether it be our Skype chats, all those are embedded, because every time he adds a new item onto the playlist that he has on his app, because he's an admin on our site and on Audioboo, on our channel, everything that he puts in those given playlists will go up to and be added to the embedding. So that's a very, very good code from Audioboo, and if you want to hear him sing about it, he's a computer expert, and he knows when something's good, and he knows how to sing, so sing about it. So again, it depends on what you're embedding for, but for us, it isn't about it showing more listeners, and we think that it does show more listeners for whatever reason. We wouldn't really use that in itself as proof that our service was any more popular than it has been over the last year. So any more popular now than it has been over the last nearly 2 years. Also, we are on Facebook, on Twitter, on Skype. And we have our website, as I said, www.vipadvisor.org. As I said, if you're interested in asking more questions, then please do feel free to come back. I'll be more than happy to try and give some answers, if I know them, or some opinions or whatever. This is VI Podcasting, talking about VI Podcasting, audio blog, and wearing my other hat, VIP Advisor, owner, channel owner, VIP Advisor owner, blah de blah. I hope that this is helpful. Speak to you all soon. Bye bye.